Okay, so
I want to start off discussing the mahalach. It seems to be the mahalach of the Gra, that it's mutter to eat them zachar zeh, but not the vasachas, and that's me'ikar hadin. It's not just a chumra that you need a tliya in order to not require shishim. It's actually that the etzem matir is the fact that you're not eating them b'vasachas, and that you can be told at each one b'shaito that it's the heter. That's the mashmos of the Gra. So the shaila is, if you just try to think about how this works, it's kind of difficult to understand. You can't eat them all b'vasachas, because if you eat them all b'vasachas, so then it's impossible to be tola that it's impossible to be tola on all of them b'vasachas that they're the heter. So far, so good, right? The Rush says that since you can be tola that each one's the heter, so that turns it into heter, and now you can eat all of them. But if you don't go, so let's say maybe we'll assume that we're not saying it's nepach laheter. We're not saying it's nepach laheter. It's a tzliya kipshuto. It's mutter because you can be tola that each one is the heter, pishas, that you eat it. And that's not that it turns it, it's not that that turns it into heter, it's that one of them is iser, and you're assuming that this one isn't that one. It's a tzliya kipshuto, yeah? Then the shaila is, though, so then how are you allowed to eat all of them? How can you eat them even zeh achar zeh? L'chora, the fact that you can eat them z'achar z'eh, tells you that they are nefach l'heter. Otherwise, how are you allowed to eat all of them? If you ate all of them, then you vada ate the yisr. Elamai, so maybe we'll say a very big chiddush, which is kind of hard to understand, which is that it doesn't matter that z'achako you did an yisr. In a chanami, the end will say that you did an yisr, but it doesn't matter because each ma'aseh b'shaito was mutter. So besides the fact that that's very difficult in Svara, if we're mamish coming midin tliya, and you're going to come to a matzav that you vade the iser, we're basically saying at one point, in Echanami, at one point you did an avera, but it was okay because each time you could say, now you're not doing the avera. That's a big chiddush to say something like that, if you don't say that it's mahapech and tater, right? Sell what?
It's sure that it should be a pure onus, that you were samech on the rov at the time and you're an onus because...
But by the time you eat the third one, yeah. By the time you eat the third one, you know that you're creating a vados that you ate the iser.
But why does that matter? I ate it bonus. I'm saying like I never know at any particular time that I ate it.
All right, that's what the
I'm
way you're
because
speaking.
Because I actively
is,
make an onus.
So I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it would be a very big chiddush and svar to say something like that, because you're consciously purposefully eating all three of them, and by the time al kopanim that you eat the third one, you know that it's going to end up that you vada ate the iser, and we're still going to say that's okay. You eat the third one, you say, well, right now I'm eating the heter, and before I ate the iser, that's a strange thing. It's not impossible, but it's strange. Maybe, yeah. Well, the reason I really think that it's fair to say is because of the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos in Daf Yotes has a very similar situation, and it doesn't seem to go like this kind of svar, right? The Gemara Shavuos, Daf Yotes, again, has that case of two paths, one of which is Tameh, we don't know which. So a person goes on goes over one of the paths, and he's nichnas into the Mikdash. So far, so good. Safek Tum Grishas Arabim Sfek Otar, right? Then he goes through the whole process of Azaya and Tefillah. He becomes Tahar, Mimanavshach. Goes on the second path, goes into the Mikdash. So between the two times that he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he vaday was tamei one of the times. And it's a machlokas tanaim there, if he's chayv a korban and not chayv a korban. But those who patern from a korban, it's based on a technicality of yedios and things like that. But everyone seems to agree that be'etzem, we treat it that he did an iser. You can't say he's chayv a korban, but he didn't do an iser, right? I mean, that would be strange. Right? Maybe you'll say everything was mutter, and even afterwards he doesn't need a kapara, but since he bada did an iser, he needs a korban. L'chor, if he brings a korban, it's mashma he did an avera. Right? So you see that somehow, if it comes out in the end, even though each, there too, you could have said each one b'shaito is mutter. And the only thing that tells you that each one b'shaito is not mutter is because if you're ending up with a vados, that you did the iser, so you did the iser. You can't do that. You can't create a matzav that the vados you did an iser. Even though if we look at each one individually, b'shaito should have been mutter, right? So once you have that gemara, it makes it difficult to be mechadesh that chiddush that is good enough that at each point in time you had something telling you it's mutter. We see if the sach hakol, if it ends up you've either did nisr, that's no good. Lechora, what you need to say is that really this day is holding that it is nepach leheter. It's not like over there. Really here it is nepach leheter. So then the obvious question is, well, if it's nepach leheter, so let it be like the rush that you can use all three bevasachas. So we'd need to adjust it a little bit and say that it's nepach leheter. Each chaticha can be nepach leheter when it's shayich to be tola that it's heter. Dehainu, if we're donning all three bevasachas, so then you can't say they're all mutter. That's an impossible tzliyah. So you pashut lose your tzliyah if you're donning them bevasachas. So to eat them bevasachas, you can't do. But if you eat them zacher zeh, so then we don each one b'shaito. And since b'shas that you ate it, you could be told it's from the heter, so that was actually mahapechit into heter. In the case of shnei shvilim, so the halacha of safek tov shus harav sveko tohar, whether that's chazaka or a separate example of chazaka, whatever it is, but it's not quote-unquote a matir. It's not a matir. It's not mahapech the gavran to tohar. It lives the safek and it's a tliyah. We name on the tzad that he's tahar. But it's not mahapech him into a tahar. If between the two times he was vaday tame, one of the times, so he's tame. Over here, by Bitl Barov, of Yavesh B'Yavesh, so you need a tzliyah. The tzliyah is totally on it being not a steer mine ubei. Right? You need to be able truly to make a tzliyah that B'shas, that we're donning it, it's the heter. Whatever the nidon is the heter. So if the nidon is one piece, because he's only eating one of the pieces, so that's that it's nidon is heter, bikach rov, and that's mahapechit into heter. Memela, sacha kol, when he ate all three, each one b'shaito was nehepach leheter, and therefore it's mutter. They're all mutter. So even at the end, he wasn't over anything. So then the machlokis, between if that's so, then it's not that the machlokas is whether Yavish is a matir, not a matir. L'kol yam, it's a matir. Even if it's coming mitar tzliyah. The shaila is whether it's matir, even all of them bevasachas, where it's a stir minei ubei, or no, it's only matir where you're donning one at a time, that it's takashayich to say that it's the heter. But once you do have that tzliyah b'shaito, it is mahapechid into heter. Right, the difference is only whether that can be chabavas achas, but often that it's not possible they're all mutter. Any afal pikein, we look at each one, since each one potentially can be the heter, they're all mutter. That's the Rabbeinu, what seems to come out in Rabbeinu Rucham. Right, in this other daya, I don't how some people seem to learn the Rashba, or at least how the Gra seems to learn whether it is the Rashba or not the Rashba. This day it says, yeah, you have a tzliyah which is mahapechid into heter, but only if the tzliyah, only if you can make the tzliyah. That means you're donning one piece, and that piece, aliva de emes, could be the heter. Then that one turns to heter, the next one, when he eats it, that one turns into heter, when he eats the third one, that one turns into heter. But the big chiddush that's coming out of all of this, if this is the correct mahalach, then a big chiddush is coming out of this, because who says you have a right to don it b'shas achila, right? Maybe we'd say that when normally we say that the chalosin of tarovasin are chal when the tarov is noda, right? When the suffix is nolad, when these pieces become urav and you have the suffix. So l'chor, there's a nidon then on all three chatichos. And fakir, we should say that it's impossible to be matir all of them because tzliya doesn't work to be matir all of them. So you can't be matir all of them, so it's aser.
Who says you should look at them as a terebus? Come on.
Suffix, no?
So?
That makes them a terebus, then why?
Who says it makes it a terebus?
Alright, so you say it's three individual sfeikos that just happen to coincide. So maybe it is that way. So then that's what's being the Scottish. Maybe that's the case. Whatever it is, somehow or another, the Chiddush is emerging, it seems, that when it's each one you can be tola as from the heter, when you come to eat it, that's when it becomes a diyun. Even if you wouldn't look at them as a tarovus, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm not sure that what you're saying totally answers the question. Even if you wouldn't look at them as quote unquote a tarovus, right? But l'maisa, the suffix was chal on all of them bevasachas. The suffix was noda lanu al kulan bevasachas. So you could have said that bishah, that at the time it became known to us that all three of these pieces are besuffic, that's when they became nidonim. So al kopanim, they became nidonim bevasachas. All right, but you're saying the fact that it's bevasachas doesn't have to be one nidon. Maybe three different people are going to eat it, right? What's ma'achated into one nidon is when one person is going to eat all three bevas achas. If three people are going to eat one each bevas achas, the bevas achas is not necessarily ma'achid then. It's still three separate nidonim. Beseder, let's say it that way. So then, you eat each one, that's when it's nidon. It becomes a nidon to you because you're coming to eat it. And then it's nepach leheter mikoach v'zeres akasav v'achari rab mahatos. The fact that you eat all three in the end doesn't bother us. Right, Tosfos and whoever else says that Tosfos Rid certainly, who says that if you eat all three, it's a chiyachata. So he's learning tzliya mamish kepshuto. It's not nefach leheter. But this day in Shulchan Aruch that holds you can eat all three just after zeh is really falling be'etzem on the tzad that it's a matir. Just it's a matir in as long as they're nidon individually, and then it's nefach leheter. This way of looking at it is not something I made up. I don't even know if it's something I would have thought of. I saw it in Shirei Harav. That's how he seems to put it over there. He or they. That's how the Sefer seems to put it over there. Let's assume it's he. So, Avi pointed out, you know, if you think about it, this leads to some difficult practical shilas. What happens if you cook one of these chatichos in a pot, you prepare to eat it, and you know you have to do it separately, right? Because you can't eat all three vasachas. Let's say you even cook them in three separate pots, and then someone takes a piece from each pot, he makes a mixture from the three pots and eats them the vasachas. Right? So, since he ends up eating the bevas achas, so according to this svara, we never had the ne'epach, right? It's aser to eat the bevas achas. At the time he eats them, when it becomes a shayla, so then he was eating all three, and it's not shayich, the heter of tliya. And maybe there's not chal any heter. So what's the din of the kalim that you cooked it in? That's just
you can't have a chalos of downing it when you cook it.
So maybe
you need it to be mutter legave. I'm saying garshalos then already.
Yeah, no. So that might be a mahalach. It could be that you don it when you cook it because that's called that you're coming to eat it. But that's also complicated. So then if you cooked all three of them separately, according to this day, is it now mutter to eat them bevasachas because they're already napach leheter? You cook them separately with no intention to eat them together, right? But now lemaisa. You cooked each one, so it was already nidon, so now it's nepach leheter, so can you eat all three bevas achas now? I'm saying there's no... If you say it's right, either way you bump into complications, and It's an assumption. Who says it goes by Shaspishal? I don't know.
Wait, what does that have to do with Shaspishal?
You could say that that's the getter of Baal La'achlo. It doesn't have to mean you're sticking it in your mouth. When you're cooking it, you're coming to eat it. Okay, maybe you can't say that, Todd. Maybe it has to be when you're sticking it in your mouth. Then we're back to the obvious question.
But each kli is a separate eating there.
Yeah.
Who cares if you were ever this one?
Okay. I hear. What would be if you cook them in the same kli, zeh or zeh, with no intention to eat them together? Oh, so then you mean mitzad the kli.
In the kli, there's
in the kli of ados. Would you say that the kli marasu misafik? I mean...
No.
Why not?
Please, mutter.
But in what? Means in what? Maybe each kli is safik iser.
Right.
What rov? Rov wasn't chal. The heter of rov wasn't chal until you ate them, and you ate the bevas achas. So there was no heter of rov ever chal.
I thought the heter is on the chaticha.
So you're saying there's a heter on the... Just you mean one of these three pots is vaday aser, but then we could be mater midin rov.
Each chaticha has a heter, but if you're eating it together, so that's hafkiya the heter.
Yeah. That's simply, so you're saying a different mahalach. You're saying that really the heter is chal in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't think that's pashut. You're saying the heter is chal in the beginning, just that if you eat them b'vas achas, it's mafkia the heter.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a davar pashut. Who? Because once you say until now it was that the heter it becomes a nidon when you're eating it. Since you're only eating one, you can be told that that one's the heter. Memela snapach laheter. Right? The way you're saying is that as soon as it's no da the suffix, all three become mutter, be'etzen.
Because each one is a
separate. Even though it's impossible that all three are mutter.
Right.
And it's just that if you eat them, bevasachas, that's mafkir the heter. I don't know if there. How would you justify that? I'm saying mimarevshach. If you were able to be matir all three of them, bevasachas, so it doesn't bother you that you have a steer minei obey. You matir them bevasachas as three separate nidonim.
Right.
They started. Okay, that could be.
Now they're eating it together. Right.
It's like you were saying before. They start off as three nidonim because mehechatesi they're one nidon. That's like you were saying earlier. The mela, each of them really becomes mutter mitchila. It's not that the heter is only chal when you eat it. It's just that then if you eat it bevasachas, now you turned it into one nidon. Right. You took three nidonim and turned them into one nidon. So now it's mafkia the heter. I hear. Kenzai, what?
So the Mishnah's Kohen, who talked a little bit about this, it's in the Machaber, so it's not in the rush.
Yeah.
He just says that, nearly shekmosh asur labashah shlosh tachatichos bekderachas, within Shimbishlam begin look there, Shasu Ladichan be Akabobiyom Bahamin. That's lettuce pan.
Alright. That stems though.
Yeah.
That stems. So maybe this is a better nusach. I hear. Maybe this is a cleaner nusach. You say Ba'sam the Atsem may have to taste their one nidon. They have three separate nidonim. And Mela they're all mutter midin they're napach lahetra midin tliya. It's just that if you'll eat them bevasachas, so now you were ma'ache them into one nidon and that's mafkiya the heter. You say the same thing by the pots. Okay, I hear.
Okay, can I just back up for a second? What's the diak in the gra that this is the mahalach that he's approaching? Isn't we're suggesting that it's deraisa that eating all three together is a problem?
Yeah.
And that's where the segdaras come from. Why are we saying that?
Just because that's he seems to he see when he's explaining the etzem halacha. That chai b'trei bata on there, mutter to eat zeh or zeh, this is what he brings. And it's all he brings.
What's this?
He brings rayas that there is a chilek between bevas achas and zeh or zeh in the world of tliya. So, I'm asking, one thing you can say is that really he holds it mutter meyakadim midim bittel. And all he's bringing a raya to is that midrabanan, there's such a concept of zeh or zeh. It could be you could say a mahalach like that. I don't think it's the pashtus of the grog.
I mean, when he's quoting, that's the same one where he quotes at the end Shnei Shvilin from Ksuvah Simsachim.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's one like that, yeah.
Because
they're shoel bevas achas.
Yeah.
Where they're shoel bevas achas.
Yeah.
So I know Tosfos there says it's the Rabbanan. But I don't think everyone there holds it's the Rabbanan. And I think that's Gra's mashma that he's learning that it's Me'ikar Adin. Tulsa says it's Rabban. Not everyone learns that way.
Because you explain why there's a hit there.
Yeah. I thought it was also much more Midrash, like the Tama bit of the Alkaka Joe.
Yes, that's a lot. I haven't seen this in a long time. I've just been working with this assumption so long I didn't bother looking at it now. So he said the Tama Heter.
The Tama Bittel.
He's explaining why you're allowed to eat it.
The Lushan is hard to say that. And then he says later that the Tzadar is Chos Veneor, or not Chos Veneor, is Tully on this Gufa, right? Whether you can eat them with Vasachas or only Zacharzeh. If you hold the Ikra Matir as a Bittel, and this is like a side question, then. Hey, you could read it in Vaitre. You say, Rabbanan comes out, because now you can't eat them Zacharzeh. But I don't know. I don't want to go into it now. I know that many people understand the Gra this way. I think the line Avi just quoted is. Certainly, that's the pashtus of the Gra. If you hadn't worked a long, long time on the Torah Sabayis, you wouldn't understand any differently in the Gra. This is how Rav Yashaber understood the Gra. It's not just him. A lot of people ask, like, you know, the Rashba's not mashma this way. The Rashba's mashma that you only need the Tzliya Darabanan. The Gra's mashma is Daraisa. So some people say, no, the Gra really means, like, you know. But the pashtus of the Gra, it's definitely a kasha. The only child's where the teretz is. Is he saying differently than the Rashba? And he's just explaining the halach in the Shulchan Aruch with his own mahalach. Or is he being mefarish the Rashba differently than us? And very difficult to understand because there seems to be pretty solid rayas. Then the Rashba is only the Rabbanan. Third mahalach is that he's only explaining why it's mutter derabanan. Who says there's such a tli of zacharzeh even derabanan? He's bringing makoros for that. But I think that's very dachuk. If the job of the gra is to bring the makor of a halach and to explain where it's coming from, it's like ikur chasam in a sefer. You know, it's
also he's only showing you like the makoros he brings just show you that doing it together is usher. That's what he's showing you from the
Arab
he brings.
Yeah, so then he's leaving out the first half. How is it about to begin with? Okay, it's not impossible. He's just explaining why Zechazeb, but Pashtus Legro is not this way.
The way you're setting it up, does it still make sense that you should be able to be Marbe Ad Shishim to cook it? Because it's not actually Heter until you eat it. So why should you be able to be Marbe on it to be Mavatulat?
So the way Aaron said, it's not shver. Really, the heter is chal mechila. Just if you eat the bevasachas, then it's now you're ma'achid into one nidon. In Achnami, the way I said it, maybe there's what to think of it. Okay. The shach brings the halacha of the Rashba. The Rashba says, Efshar, that if you cook two of the pieces out of the three together, that you're allowed to do that, and then you can eat them together, not a problem. Because you could still say, when you're eating these two pieces, maybe that one's the Isser, and when you're eating this piece, maybe the first two contain the Isser. So the Shailas had to understand that psak, right? So, if you understand in the Rashba that Midoraisa it's Batel without any Torah's Taliyah, and the Taliyah is just an afterthought, Midorabbanan, that's not the Heter Bittel Barov. The Bittel Barov is that it was Batel like Lach Balach, it was Nizari Vayadeh the Safek, and it was Batel, you know, like regular Bittel Barov, Lach Balach. This is an afterthought that you need a Taliyah so that you can, at each point, you can say, I'm not eating the Tama Isser, and the male you don't need Shishim, right? That's the Lashon of the Rashba and Tarz Abayis. So then we understand it. What if you're working with this other Mahalach? Assuming that it exists, which a lot of people assume. Okay, what if you're working with this other Mahalach that it's Takamid and Tliya? And this is the Matir Bittel Barov. The Matir Bittel Barov is Gufa as long as you don't eat them Bevas Achas, you're Tola, each one is the Heter. So does this psak make sense, or does it not make sense? Maybe we'll say they don't go with this psak of the Rashba. It's the Shach who brings it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Maybe we'll say they just reject that. Other side rejects. Maybe the Gra rejects that. B- But Lachora, you don't need to say that. Lachora, even if you hold that Tzli is the Matir, and it's Ma'avich and Teheter, Lachora, you could still say that if you cook two together, that's okay. Why? Because the Heter is that you can be Tole, each one is from the Heter, that's Ma'avichet into Heter, right? Elamai, but if you eat all three Bevas Achas, let's go with Aaron's Nusach, now you turned it into one Nidon. You turned it into one Nidon, so now you're Mafkia the Heter. Right? But if you ate two Bevas Achas and not the third, so Maskim, you turned two of them into one Nidon. You didn't turn all three into one Nidon, you turned two of them into one Nidon. Is that Oker the Heter of Rov, or is not Oker the Heter of Rov? So, on the one hand, you're eating Rov Bevas Achas, so maybe we'd say, how can you say a Svara, a Zil Basaruba, if you're actually eating the Rov Bevas Achas? Doesn't make any sense. Fakir, you're eating the Rov. Some of the history is here. That's if we understand it in something, you know, roughly along the lines of statistics. The Rov says that Mestam, you're eating the Isser. But if we don't understand it as having any shaychus to statistics, and we say that, no, that by each chaticha, we're told it's from the Rov, and that's matirit. So on each of these two chatichos, we can be told they're from the Rov. There's no stira to the tzliya. All you need in order to have a tzliya is that it could be you're not eating the Isser now. As long as it's possible that the Isser is not here, then the din of Rov can be matir each of these two chatichos. It can be matir both of these chatichos and say they're both from the Rov and they're both the Heter. Right? So I'd venture to say that you could say this Mahalach even if this psak of the Rashba, that you cook two together, you eat two together, even if you go with what seems to be the Graz Mahalach. The Tliya is matir each piece, it's matir both pieces. You say both pieces are the Halacha of Achrei Rav Mahatos just tells you to assume about everything that it's from the Rov as long as that's possible. It doesn't have to be the most likely thing, it just has to be possible. Then you say that everything's from the Rov. Everything that's Nidon is from the Rov. So you can eat two of them.
Okay, so the Rashba also says it with Torah Sefshar.
Rashba says it with Torah Sefshar, but the Shach brings it Stam. And I think in other places you find also that posts can say things with Torah Sefshar and then later posts can accept it as...
That's maybe in the game you understand the Efshar now.
Okay. There's machlokas between the Shach and the Bach. What happens if three chatichos are nazariv, but the tarovis is not noda until two of them are cooked together? Right? The Bach says that that's also mutter. The same way, once you know about the tarovis, you can cook two together and eat them together, and it's still mutter. So hu adin, if before it was noda the tarovis, two of them were cooked together already. So maybe you'll say by the time the suffik was chal, by the time it was noda when the bitl rosh was chal, So already it was only two chatichos be'etzem. You have one of these two things, pots is definitely aser, right? The Bach says, no, it's mutter. Shach argues. Says the heter, l'chor of the shach. We understand, right? The heter bittel is only chal when it's noda. By the time it was noda, so it was a safek hashakul. So what's the machlokas over here? So I think the Bach brings a raya, right? The Bach says it has to be this way. The Bach says that since you see that it's mutter to cook two of them together and eat them after it was noda. So al korchach, it's the same in this case when it happened before it was noda. Cook them after it was noda, so it doesn't bother us that now it's a safek hashakol. So who had then also after also have it beforehand, it doesn't bother us that it's a safek hashakol. So without getting into any fancy lumdus, the Shach has a very lechora, very very straightforward answer to the Bach's raya, a very straightforward dechia of the raya, right? Because again, in the Rashba, it's very mashma that be'etzem. Even before you got into any, this taliyah is not the matir. The matir is bittul berov, right? Bittul berov is matir b'toras. Is matir b'toras bittul kein lach balach? Right, the miyud is batzel to the rov, not taliyah. Afterwards, midrabanan, you need the taliyah, so you don't need shishim, right? So he says, where it was first noda, there's a tarovis. So now it already became mutter. Everything became mutter maker then. You're allowed to eat all three bevas achas maker then. Right? Now if you cook together, two together, so hagam that now it's a safek hashaka where the isra is, that's totally not relevant. Because they're already all mutter. The maker then, they're already all mutter. Elamai, you need to a toras tliya that maybe you're not eating the iser, so that's ma'asha that you don't need shishin. But that doesn't need rov. That is good enough to have a safek hashakol, right? But in this case, where you cook two of them together before it was noda, so before the bittel had a chance to be chal, you already lost your rov heter. Because the asher chaticha was cooked with a mutter chaticha, and it was osirit. Well, Maisa, this isn't a davar pashut. Even if you go with this Havan of the Rashba, it's not a Dover Pashut. Because this brings us to the question, do you need Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan to be Mavato? Right, when you cook a piece of Isser together with Heter in a pot, right, and the Isser is 10 ounces, and the Heter is 10 ounces, right? So do you have 20 ounces of Isser here, or 10 ounces of Isser that's Me'urav in two Chatichos?
What's the numbers?
Pashut, the shaila is.
So we have two things of Isser.
If you this case, right? You have a piece of nevela. It fell among two pieces of heter, and before anyone knew what happened, someone already took two pieces and cooked them together, right? So I'm saying lechoron the shach. This far is so the bittel wasn't chal yet. So the Isser is still Isser. It was also the heter. And now you have a safek hashakol. But the truth is that it's not a davar pashut that you have, right? You have a safek hashakol, that's true. You have a safek hashakol. Either the yisr is in this pot where you cook the two pieces or in that pot where you cook the one piece. The safek is a safek hashakol. In terms of whether the kamos of yisr outweighs the kamos of heter, so that's not so clear. It could still be you have rov heter. Right? Remember the tshuva sarashba that you have a tarovis of chelov and shuman, right? So the shaul asked if the shuman is bigger than the chelov, so it should be mevato the chelov berov. I have a safek hashakol, but we don't care because rov of the kamus is heter.
Wow. One could be a rov the kamus of heter.
So over here, you have three pieces. Let's say there each piece has a. What's a measure of volume? Each one is 1 liter.
Okay.
So each one is 1 liter. So after you cook the Isser and the Heter together in one pot, right? So unless you say the entire heter was nepach l'iser, midin chanan, if you rather say that just the iser was oser the heter, but you don't say chanan, so what you still have in that pot is 1 liter of heter and 1 liter of iser, just they became uruf, right? Sach hakol, you have 3 liters and 2 of them are heter. So I'm just saying, I shouldn't have gone into this because it's super confusing, but I feel for honesty's sake, I should point out that this mahalach is not as pashut as it sounds. Right? Even if you say that the Rashba works in 2 steps, there's a bittel, and then there's a tliya, it's still not so pashut what the Shach is saying. L'chora, he could still agree to the Bach, that if the Taharovis was noda only after the 2 pieces were cooked, it's still mutter. Because you didn't lose your bittel barov when you cooked 2 pieces together. You didn't lose your bittel barov. Because in the Rashba, in this Mahalach, bittel barov is not midin tliya. It's midin bittel, like lach balach. If the kamus is rov heter, so it should be mutter anyway. It doesn't matter that rov of the chatichos are iser, because one of the chatichos is only usher because it has a little bit of iser mixed into it.
You're saying on the tzad that one of them is iser, it's still the same binyan.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you still have the same amount of binyan. So the overall tarovis in the world of the Rashba, the way at least I understood it, LP, that tshuva, I don't know if the Shach is working with all of this. I'm just, it's not mamish adavar pashut. Maybe it's a diyun in the Shach, right? So machlokas in the Shach earlier, which I don't want to get into in detail now, in Sifkatan Vav, machlokas achronim had to understand the Shach. Some achronim read into the Shach that he holds that bittel's tawoy and rov binyan, not rov minyan. At least l'chumra you need rov binyan, right? So if you would say that bein l'kula bein l'chumra it's tawoy and rov binyan, so then you could say, even when you cook them together, nothing happened. You didn't lose your rov on the Doraisa level. And on the Doraisa level, it's a din of bittel, like lach balach, and it's tala and rov binyan, and you still have rov binyan. Unless you say the tam ki'ikr, unless you say paskin tam ki'ikr, and say tam ki'ikr is osir the whole piece, and it's mahapik the whole thing into iser. Right? The Shach in Simen Sadi Ches happens to hold that tam ki'ikr is osir the whole piece and mahapik it into iser. Right? Here we're talking about Min B'Mino, but maybe the Gzer Min B'Mino works the same way Min B'Eino Mino would work, and we're Machshav the whole Chaticha Zisser. So then it's Mahabiv and Tisser, then you Taka have Rov Binyan of Isser.
But it's not a Sabik D'Oraisa anymore, then.
That it doesn't need to be a Sabik D'Oraisa. The Vord is, it's not, there's no, there, oh.
He says it. I'm just saying he says.
Okay.
But the Getter of Heter, the all the name Rov, is not a practical Heter? Doesn't mean that you have to be able to eat anything?
Yeah, it means you have to be able to eat it.
The fact that it's potential heter, but that it's Nasr al-Maisa.
No, it's Nasr al-Maisa, but you still have a tarovis of 3 pieces. 2 of them are usr, but it's not really 2. It's 1 1/3. It's not. It's in kamos, it's not. You have 2 pieces that are usr, and 1 piece that's mutter. But the 1 piece that's mutter, together with, it's really 1.5 pieces that are usher. So the 1 piece that's mutter plus the most of the other piece, not more than half, that's mutter, gives you rov heter.
I'm saying even in comments, it can mean that you need to be able to eat it.
The side effect is if you can't eat it. Okay. You're saying, you're saying that rov of the mass here are things that you can't eat practically. All right, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the simpler way of saying it. Okay, yeah, then. The chaticha is an asher chaticha l'maisa, so it's asher machmas the miyud isher shabo. L'maisa wasn't a tarovis lach balach. That's not what happened. What happened was yavish b'yavish. So even if you say it's ke'em lach balach, that it's a din bittel and it's telling the kamus and everything rather than the numbers, but the kamus, we look at the kamus in terms of what you can actually eat. What was nasar, that thing is asher machmas the miyud isher shabo. Yeah, that probably makes sense. What? I think that makes sense. Even if you don't say chanan, that it's mamash mahapik the whole thing into iser and it's mechayev malkos on each kezayis, right? But we have this concept that there's some sort of chalos mechaticha, and it's not poka when you know, the Rashba holds in hagol ochlin. Beis Yosef understands even if the Isra's not nosin tam anymore, there is some sort of chalos isra in the chaticha, and practically at the very least, you can't eat it. So all we need to say is whatever level of isra that chaticha has, even though it's not pure isra, but lemaisa it's isra. So we view it, Taka, as 2 liters of Isser versus 1 liter of Heter. Yeah, that's probably the...
It's like if you say Hanan, it's not Mitztarif. If you say Hanan, the piece itself, the Heter is not Mitztarif Minabata.
If you say Hanan, then... What?
If you say Hanan, the Nesar, even though... Even without Nepal, it's not Mitztarif Lahatir.
Yeah.
I think it's like a...
So you see that idea?
You see that idea.
Yeah. Okay, so good. Sorry for that detour. Let's get back to onto the main road here. So then the idea, so the shach, if you hold it in two stages, then the bach's raya is not at all convincing, right? There's no shaychus between what happens. There's no shaychus between what happens after Noda and before Noda. Because if it was Noda already, so the Isra was already batel, so now you can eat one at a time, because really Mikra, then you can eat all of them the Vasachas. But before Noda, there wasn't batel yet. If you cooked them together, so you changed the Tarovas around before anything was Chal. You turned it into Rovis, and now two Chatichas are Asr, and one is Mutter. Right? So you can understand where the Shach's coming from. If he would learn the Rashba, like we understood. The Bach, I'd like to suggest, the Bach holds the other way. Maybe the Bach holds that the Tliya is the Matir. The Tliya is the Matir. Once the Tliya is the Matir, so then the situation changes entirely. Then you have what happens in the case where it was already Noda and you cook two together, right? So you're allowed to eat them even though you essentially turned it into a Safek HaShakol. Why? Because the Tliya is a Matir, and it's not Matir only where it works statistically, where statistically you're probably eating Heter. It works even where statistically you're probably eating Isser. As long as Al Kol Panim, we can say that you're not eating the Isser. Then we'll be told that each piece is from the Rov. Yeah? We'll be told that each piece is from the Rov. So the Bach says that even if the two pieces were cooked beforehand, but since now, when it becomes Noda, we're going to say that you're told that each piece is from the Rov, right? So these two pieces are now Heter. The fact that they were Nosin Tam Zebezeh is not relevant, because they're Heter. Could be you have to say that it works with Mafreya. Before it was Noda, one piece answered the other. Now that it's Noda, so you're told that both pieces are from the Heter, and the Mela is not Oser.
Clearly, you know, that's why you don't even need it. There's no inyan of idea if it's a tliya.
Yeah.
If you say, at least the way I was saying it. If you're not coming, if you're not saying it's a teravis, the idea is not coming to be
the same teravis. If you're saying that it's mahapech anything into heter, then it's mistaber to say that that's talayin yedia, no? You didn't have a suffix to be matir with before. You didn't have. It doesn't make sense to Torah Tliya until there's a suffix that we're dealing with.
It gives it a shame suffix. That's the word.
Yeah, even to give it in Tliya to one piece. If you're saying Stam, we're told it's from the Rov, and it's not Mahapichit into Heter, in a Hanami. Once you're saying that it's Mahapichit into Heter, so then where's that Echalos coming from if there was never a Shiloh? Yeah,
I just thought about thinking of the idea was just to give it a shame to Arivis. Here.
So all right.
You have to give it a shame suffix also. Could be telling Nidia.
Or you have to make it into a Nidon. If we're being misyaches to Chilukim, whether it's a Nidon on one, it's a Nidon on all three, it's mashma that it's being a Nidon is a factor in when it's Nepach Leheter. So it's shver to say something's a Nidon when no one even knows that there's a suffix.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the shaila is whether to get into Mi Be'en Omino now, or maybe that's enough for one day already.
Come in.
I'm tired.
So let's
I'm gonna re-listen to this.
Maybe I'll so Lina, I'll be mamshich. I have a little more to say either tomorrow or Sunday.